Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, business, financial, entertainment, and networking needs. Hello, big thinkers out there. Big, your host tonight, and we've got a gentleman on, and this poet is going to really show you guys what it's like to just melt. Rob Sales, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thinking big as always. Before we get started, I want everyone to know, how can they reach you? All your information, whatever you want to share, let our big thinkers know.
All righty, sure. If we do bookings all the time, so if you like to book us for your event, you can email me at bookrobnow, that's B-O-O-K-R-O-B, at comcast.net. You can reach us through our official website, www.robertsellsonline.com, and also through our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/anointedpoet. Send us a friend request, and that way you can get on the list. You can check us out and see everything we got going on.
All right, so why don't you share where you're from with our listeners? I mean, where were you born, went to school, your first date, whatever it is, just let everybody know that you're a real person and that, you know, you're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm, sure. I was born and raised in Gary, Indiana, and have lived here just about all my life in and outside of Northwest Indiana. So I've been in different cities around in this area. But went to Westside High School, came out in 1982, and since then went on to college, graduated with a degree in accounting, and went on to work in the Postal Service, and I worked there for 10 years after realizing that wasn't what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. One thing I can say about poetry is that when I was 11 years old, my mom asked me to write my first poem, and the name of the poem I wrote was called Love Is, and I wrote that poem, and ever since then, I just knew I wanted to write poetry, and I didn't understand then why it came so easy for me, but until I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And that was in November of 2001, and I started to write for the Lord. And that really, it really showed me what I'm supposed to be doing on this earth. And just growing up, you know, writing the many poems that we were able to write really helped me to get ready for this time in my life. You know, when we fortunately, by the grace of God, been able to bring out a couple of books, and we're just really excited about it. I know we're going to talk about that today.
Now, for those out there who want to know a little bit about this gentleman, it's imperative that you visit www.robertsellsonline.com. Some of the things that, you know, I'd like to share is that your book was the pick of the month in July 2007 for We Are Fearless Online's book club. Tell me about that.
Well, We Are Fearless was they are a company that really supported us when nobody really knew who we were, and they were just we were so thankful to them for what they did for us. WeAreFearless.com is a powerful. If you check out that website, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's www.WeAreFearless.com. They gave us our first professional book review, and ever since then, we've just been really blessed by them. One of the things that they did in selecting us for the book of the month, they sent us an email, and she just let us know that she really enjoyed the book that she got, and she really wanted to. They decided as their online book club that they wanted to select us for reading, and that's kind of unheard of in the literary world, because generally book clubs don't select poetry books for their monthly readings. But I would say anyone out there, if you're running a book club, check out poetry as possible monthly selection. You'd be surprised how much talk and banter can go back and forth about the way that you view the poetry, because poetry is art.
Right. It's beautiful. Now, a more recent thing was you was actually the featured author at WagFest, and that's just as recent as a couple of months ago in March of 2008. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, that was a very exciting event. A WagFest is an event that was put on by Kerry E. Wagner. And what it is, it's an event of published authors that come together. And, you know, we meet once a year. It's a big conference that they have. We meet once a year and we talk about our books. We set up tables there where we're all able to market our books to the local community. And it's just a great event. It really forms it's a family type atmosphere as opposed to a lot of the book events that we've been to over the last couple of years. It really stands out for me.
Wow. Now,
I would like for you, before we really get into the meat of this interview, could you share one of your poems with our listeners?
Sure, most definitely. Let's see what I'm gonna. Oh, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna do a poem from the second book, Words of Inspiration, Speak Healing.
Okay.
This poem is called Victory, and this book was just released April 28th. So the name of the poem is called Victory. I thank you, Lord, for the day you sent your son, because you knew he was the only one who would heal our sickness, cast out demons who tried to plague our minds with all sorts of lies, deceptions, and wickedness. The enemy would have us believe that because we sometimes have symptoms, there is no reprieve, no way to conceive. There is a God that can relieve the temporary pain we feel. But the devil is a liar because in spite of what we feel, we know that Jesus has the power to heal. And he has given us that power to us in his word. So since we know this, we look at our situations and we speak to the first thought impartations and we say, go away, Satan, because I got the revelation that you shall no longer cause me to receive sensations as sickness, because in spite of the facts presented to me, I know the truth that was shown to me that by God and his word that says, by his stripes I was healed. And I confess these words over my body daily to uncover the plans of the wicked one to be revealed, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Holy Spirit firing me began searing the works of the devil, and he becomes who he really is, just a mere inconvenience compared to me. A mere mouse in the shadow of God's divinity. A crack in the sidewalk stands where there used to be a hurdle. Low blood pressure where my blood used to curdle. And no longer can he hide in my body in a stronghold where he thought he could remain concealed. Nevermore will you invade my thoughts and cause me to believe anything other than I ought. Because the effective fervent prayers of the righteous man availeth much. So now with your Holy Spirit power that has been given to me, I can touch any part of me and say, go, Satan, depart from my body and never return. And as the devil leaves me, I begin to learn that I can speak to any infirmity in my body. My faith grows stronger as I begin to say, by his stripes I was healed every day. I begin to get excited as I realize that I can speak healing to everything in my body. I begin to boldly call those things that be not as though they were. Go migraine headaches. Go high blood pressure. Go fever and cancer and pain of every measure. Go all addictions and cravings. Go all you healing deceivers. Go dependence on pills, potions, and pain relievers. You see, I know I was healed over 2,000 years ago, and I speak. Not what I see, but what I know, because what I see can make me weak. What I see can cause my beliefs to come to a peak, and I won't be effective in my healing confession, so I become blind so that I can see those things God wants me to see, and I receive my healing every day as I shout with glee, thank you, Father God, for the victory. That's it.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Wow, you're going to have to share another one with us before this interview ends.
For sure, most definitely.
Now, you mentioned that was from the new book in Words of Inspiration, and from what I gathered, that's a series. So what is the Words of Inspiration series?
Yes, the Words of Inspiration series is a series of poetry books that the Lord placed on my heart to write, and there's going to be 10 books in all, so we've got the first two done. Each book is going to deal with a different area in our lives, and what the Lord showed me about these books is that you can write the Word of God in poetry form, and people can receive it just like if they're reading the Bible. So
wow.
Now the powerful thing about these poetry books is at the end of every book, the Lord is instructing us to put a prayer of salvation at the end of the book. So after you finish reading the poetry book and you feel like the Lord has just moved upon your heart, that you just want to begin to develop a relationship with God, this is not about going to church, You can do that. You can read through that prayer in your private time. And we would love to get your emails and testimonials because we've already gotten a number of them, and we're very excited about that.
Now, I know there's a big difference in someone seeing the poetry in a book and they reading it as opposed to the way you just read it, because I wouldn't have got it that way. I would have been in how, you know, I interpret poetry and the way I read poetry, and it may not have been the way that you just read it, which was, you know, quite moving. So do you have any, you know, things that you're going to come out where, you know, people can actually hear you speak the poetry?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, we are right now almost complete with the first spoken word CD. It's going to be called From the Heart of a Man. I'm sorry, The Heart of a Man. And we're just really excited about that one. We're planning on completing it by the end of May. Also, what we're doing is we're going to go back in the studio, and we're going to do two audio versions of the two books that we have out now. It's Words of Inspiration, A Collection of Poems for the One You Love. That's the first one. And the second one, Words of Inspiration, Speak Healing. So each book is going to have an audio book version, and the audio books won't be read with the same kind of passion because that was what you call spoken word.
Okay.
So the poems will be recited, you know, and you'll get to hear them. So,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Robert, can you please get out your information again for those that are tuning in now, and just let them know how to reach you?
Yes, sir. You can reach me at www.robertsellsonline.com. That's ROBERTSELLS online.com. You can also reach me through my MySpace page at www.myspace.com/anointedpoet. Again, if you'd like to book us for your events, church events, whatever it is that you have, you can send us an email to bookrobnow@comcast.net.
Great. Okay, now, I want to comment on something because I just recently, you know, had a chance to talk to you before the interview and received your information, as we all receive our guest information through our invite form. But the Words of Inspiration series is quite touching to us Think Big Radio hosts, because it's funny that you come on here and you're just inspiring, but we also have a Sunday segment where each host goes on, and it's called our Sunday segment Inspirational Insights. It's kind of like a running series, so, you know, when you get a chance, go back, listen to our Sunday segments. You know, a different host goes on and share some words of inspiration, a little bit about their life and, you know, how they've overcome different things.
Mm-hmm.
I normally don't do this, but what came to me was with your Words of Inspiration series is that maybe, you know, every now and then we should get, you know, somebody to just come on and just do a guest Sunday segment, maybe one of our past guests. And
mm-hmm.
So I'm extending that invitation to you, because you've got Words of Inspiration. That way you can, you know, maybe do one of your poems and, you know, let a little few people know about your business and how to reach you, as, you know, in the name of big thinking.
Wow, that would be wonderful. I would love to do that. Thank you very much. I'd be honored.
And another thing is you have the Words of Inspiration Speak Healing, and it kind of made me think about you were speaking healing when you were driving the devil from your body, and saying that when you realize that you can speak and drive him from there, that you could also get rid of, you know, different aches and different pains. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about how that poem came to you and what was happening in your life and what was going on when you wrote that?
Mm-hmm. That particular poem?
Yeah, because I heard you speaking a lot about, you know, something that you know, people should really take time to think about is that, you know, those pills and potions, they might do, you know, what they're going to do and might trigger what they're going to trigger as far as in your body. But the true healing, you know, comes from, you know, within and speaking those illnesses out. But we've gotten so far away from that that we're relying on outer things to put inside of us. So what I'm wondering is, you know, what it is or what happened or what type of mind frame were you in when you wrote that piece?
The mind frame that I was in, I'll just give you a brief background on me. I suffered through depression for almost 10 years, and I was hospitalized in a mental hospital for a week. And all the time I was in there, I was depressed, and I was actually diagnosed with extreme depression with suicidal tendencies. I would cut myself, you know, thinking maybe if I get the devil out that way. I didn't know anything about God. I just knew I had to try to do something to ease my suffering. And then at the end of that came many migraines. I suffered from severe migraines, and I'm talking 4 migraine headaches per day.
Now, I heard you say that with an ED as past tense. You suffered.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I said, past tense. So I spent probably 16 hours a day suffering from migraine headaches, and that went on for a long time. It went on for a number of years. But now, by the grace of God, what I've learned is that the Word of God says that by His stripes, by Jesus' stripes, we were healed. We were already healed 2,000 years ago. What we need to do is begin to activate our faith to believe that we've been healed, and we can really speak these things into existence. See, I mean, I'm going to start preaching in a minute if I keep going. But
hey,
the Word of God.
Let me tell you something, Rob. This is Think Big Radio. We encourage our guests to be themselves, and we don't care what religion you may practice, what sect. If you're on here, you're being yourself, because one thing that you say might change the life of one of our listeners, because we want you to be real. So you go on and talk the way that you're talking, because that's what you're feeling now.
Yes, excellent. Thank you. Well, what I was saying is that we need to learn how to activate our faith. See, the Bible says that in Hebrews 11, it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And what that means is that the more we hear, the more we begin to hear ourselves say things, the more we begin to believe it about ourselves. See, I've done motivational speaking, too, and I still do it. And the thing is that motivational speaking uses those same concepts that's in the Bible. See, in the Bible in Genesis, you know, Genesis, the first chapter and the 26th verse, it says, then God said, let us make man in our image. But see, the thing that we don't see is that in those first 25 verses, we don't have an image of God. We don't. The only image we have of God is that God is the person that spoke this earth into existence. He's a person that spoke something, it happened, and then he saw it over and over again if you read those first 25 verses. And then he said in the 26th verse, he said, let us make man in our image, which means that we can speak things over our lives and we watch them happen. That's why we have to be careful what we say to our family, to our children. We can't speak things over our children. You're dumb. You're never going to amount to anything. Guess what's going to happen? That's exactly what they're going to amount to what you just said. So since that is the truth, then we can do the converse of that and say, you are a mighty woman, a man of God. You're going to grow up to be an incredible person. You're going to be extremely successful. You're going to motivate and move others. You're going to be a leader. You know, why can't we speak these things over our children's lives as well as ourselves? So we have to understand what type of people we are. We are people who can speak things. We see them. We speak things. They will happen, those things that we speak. I promise you, if you keep saying, I got a headache, or I feel a headache coming on, I'm catching a cold, guess what? That's exactly what you're going to get. So if you say that, why can't you say, I'm healed. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. By Jesus' stripes, I don't need pain relievers. I don't need pills. I don't need. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't take them, but what I'm saying is work where your faith is. Begin to build your faith one day at a time, just one step at a time, and you'll begin to see yourself growing in ways that you didn't even imagine you could be. That's what this poem is about. This poem is about understanding that pills and potions and pain relievers are a temporary relief for a permanent problem. See, if you don't fix the problem permanently, guess what? That problem is always going to be there, or it's going to go away, it's going to come back. But it's never going to leave until you begin to speak permanent solutions over a permanent problem.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Now, also, as a business owner, because we're really right now getting into your book, things, you know, that we understand what your passion is, and you told us a little bit about yourself. So now, why don't you tell us when you first decided to do these things and you overcame all of those, what we'd like to call challenges within yourself?
Yes.
What would you say was your, or did you view as your biggest challenge?
Wow, that's a great question. My biggest challenge was overcoming myself and my way of thinking. See, because for so many years, I've always believed that I could have more, that I could do more, but I never believed that I could get it. See, I was going against my own way of thinking. So I would say, you know what, I know I can do this. I know I'm going to be successful one day. But because of my way of thinking, I never began to move into action to cause that success to happen. And it was just pulling on me. It was dragging on me. And I believe that's what began to bring me into a depression, because that's what depression is. It's a state of hopelessness, that nothing can be done to get me out of this situation or this rut that I'm in. And that's what I believe began to cause my depression to happen. But as I began to get into God's word and begin to understand what the possibilities were for my life, I began to understand by talking with God, and he would talk back to me and let me know what it is that I'm put here on this earth to do. I began to understand that my life had meaning. I began to understand that I could do more, I could be more than what I am right now. And I'm thankful to God, as well as the wonderful support of my beautiful wife, who I have to give props to, my wife Marlis, who has been nothing but a support for me from the very beginning of this whole process. And it's really because of God and because of her that these two books are out and that we're moving forward with new things, new projects as well.
You know what I would like to share was one of the first few words that you said, and then get to, you know, your thankfulness of, you know, your helpmate that God provided for you to see you through those things, is you said to take action. And one of the things that, you know, all of our big thinkers know, and we'd like for our, you know, future big thinkers who are out there, you know, embarking on, you know, their life mission and goals and plans, is that you have to take action. And we use action as an acronym, meaning action changes the imaginable, opening new systems, because you have to learn a new system of things to move forward. And by looking inside and using some of the things that you've chosen to do, those systems are going to open up so that they will see exactly what it is that they need to do, which some people may call the law of attraction, because of the people, you know, come to you at the right times.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I'm really enjoying this interview, as I enjoy, you know, pretty much all of our interviews, because by interviewing these different people around the country and just learning about them, it's just awe-inspiring. And I am glad that you come on here to minister, you know, to others about what works for you and how it can also it's beautiful. At this point, can you share another one of your poems with us?
Yes, sure, most definitely. I'm gonna do a poem. This is another one from the second book, and it's called "Heal My Heart." And this poem was just placed in my spirit, because the Lord was saying my people are hurting. You know, my people are wanting relationships. they're wanting to believe that there is someone that they can love. But the thing is that I'm trying to get across to them is that they need to heal themselves before they can move forward in another relationship. Because if you take baggage into a relationship, guess what? You're just two people with double the baggage. But you haven't begun to heal yourself so you can walk into this thing whole. So the name of this poem is called Heal My Heart.
You know, I before you get started, I'd like to say how you said that double baggage. And I know when you travel, those hotel guys don't like to pick up that extra baggage.
Right, exactly. And that's an excellent way of looking at it, too. I mean, look at the airports are charging $25 now for an additional bag.
And it's more of a toll on what we're being charged, having to deal with it. Okay, carry on.
Okay, sure. This poem is called Heal My Heart. Heal my heart, Lord, for it was torn in half, corrupted by someone who allowed the devil in. Took my heart and gave it a shot at decaf, slowed it down to a standstill, changed me from a stallion to a calf. Heal my heart, Lord, for I can't move forward with someone else new. I must first be restored by you, so when you send the right one, I'll have all the fight done. I'll be ready to delight someone. The one only you know is the right someone. Heal my heart, Lord, because I only want to please you. And I thank you in advance that it's done. And I'll be patient until you're through. I trust you for my healing, God. So I give everything to you. I believe what you told me when you said you'd never leave me, nor would you ever forsake me. Heal my heart, Lord, so that I may be your mate. The day I meet that person I'm going to marry. And when I'm finally ready, I'll know it from before my first date. And that's that one.
Wow, that's it. We're going to go into a commercial break, and I'm going to choose a song that I think may fit what's going on here. Marvin Sapp, Never Would Have Made It.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
I'm better.
I can stand here and tell you I'm better.
You're listening.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him.
We're a big thing.
I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it. Without you, yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say it with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Never could have made it.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com. Before we carry on this interview, can you please get out your information one more time?
Yes, sure. My website is www.robertsellsonline.com. You can also reach me on MySpace at www.myspace.com/anointedpoet. And if you're looking to book us for one of your events, you can send an email to bookrobnow@comcast.net.
First thing I like to say is that this interview has helped benefit people already. I hope that our song choice was a good one, something that you could relate to, something that our listeners could relate to.
Yes.
Now tell me, with your poetry book and the other things that you're doing, is there anything that you would like to cover that we may not have touched upon?
Sure. The one thing I would like to talk about is the first poetry book and the CD. The first book is called Words of Inspiration, a collection of poems for the one you love. It was actually released 2 years ago, and it's just been such a blessing. We've gotten so many testimonies from different people that we've actually had one couple that said that they read it to each other in the bed at night before they go to bed. And I've had a 15-year-old girl say that she, after reading the poetry, she said that that's the kind of man that she wanted in her life, and she decided to stop the lifestyle that she was doing. It was a 19-year-old boy that said he took a poem and rewrote it on paper for his girlfriend, and he said she just cried, and he said, wow, this, you know, I love being like this. So the testimonies that we've gotten have just been incredible. If you don't have the book, you definitely want to get the first one as well, Words of Inspiration, a collection of poems for the one you love. And the second book, Words of Inspiration, Speak Healing, which was published by DeNovo Publishing.
Now, does your wife do a little bit of writing also?
My wife actually, she says she is not an author, but I think she is. She wrote a poem for me, which is going to be in one of the future poetry books. We're looking forward to that one. And we are co-writing, my wife and I, are co-writing our first short story novel, which is called Not Denied. It was a storyline that was just dropped in my wife's spirit. And she came to me and she said, we got to do this. I don't know how to write. So we sat down and we just started writing this story. And basically, real quick, it's the story of two young men that meet in college. And they become really good friends just by chance. One of the guys gets saved. The other one doesn't get saved. And then in the meantime, the rapture happens. And then it's about what happens to the one that is still left here on the earth to deal with the 7-year tribulation period. So it's a very powerful story, and we're looking forward to releasing that story very soon. I know it will be out this year. I'm not exactly sure what month.
You know, one of the things that you talked about earlier was that you were having these challenges. When was it, and how did it happen that it just, you know, one day you just woke up and it was clear? I mean, was it just something all at once and you knew, or did it just kind of build up to that as far as, like, it would subside a little and subside a little and subside till it was no longer? How did that happen?
Well, I can tell you the first day that I knew it happened was a day when my car had broke down. I was going to choir rehearsal and it broke down halfway there. So I walked the rest of the way. And as I was walking back to the car, the Lord told me, he said, walk all the way home. So I started walking home. He said, don't let anybody pick you up. If somebody sees you, I want you to walk all the way home, which really was a long walk. It was almost an hour and a half walk. But I walked home. 4 blocks from home, the Lord spoke to me and told me the plan for my life. And from that day, I knew what I was supposed to do. And it was like a light bulb went off in me. Now, did I have challenges, and especially in getting the first book out? Yes, I did. It took almost 2 years to get the first book released.
Wow.
But that's how the devil works, you know. And the thing is, you can't let anything stop you. If anybody can hear me now, don't let anything stop you from what you have decided in your mind to do with your life. Don't let anybody stop you. Keep moving forward no matter what, because a hurdle is just something to get past. Every hurdle you get over, the stronger you become, and the hurdles get shorter and shorter as you go along.
Now, you've mentioned this a couple of times, so I'd like for you to expand on this for our big thinkers out there who may be going through trials and tribulations. But you mentioned about the Lord speaking to you.
Yes.
So the Lord speaks to us in many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
How did he speak to you? I mean, what happened? Because sometimes you may ask a question, and then the next thing you know, you open up a newspaper, and your answer is right there.
Exactly.
So how does it work with you?
Well, he speaks to me in many ways. Now, about that particular event, that was the Lord actually speaking to me. You know, it was a very faint, audible voice. It's kind of like you when you hear this thing in the back of your head, it says, hey, wait a minute, don't do that, do this. You know, it's kind of like that. So that's the way I heard that. But there have been many times when I've consulted the Lord when he has brought a person. You know, actually, there was a homeless person that said something to me one day that I know it was the Lord speaking, because it was an answer to a question that I had, and this person just came up to me out of the blue and answered my question. So
without
we
you asking or even mentioning it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, he just walked up to me. I was walking down the street in Chicago, and he just walked up to me. So we can find our answers. God speaks to us in all different kinds of ways. We just have to be aware of it and be listening for it when it happens.
Now, you know, that's funny, because it kind of reminded me of, you know, I've read many different, you know, religious texts, and I try to be well-versed and well-studied and, you know,
in our world here and look inward. But it kind of reminds me of that you never know who that angel is, or somebody could say something out of the blue, and we don't know why that person is saying that. Maybe they don't. And sometimes if you feel that you should say something to somebody and you think it's crazy, you know, don't think it's crazy. You should just get it out, because it was probably meant for you to tell that person something that might be a benefit or what they're looking for.
That's right. That is so right.
Now, we're getting down to the part of the interview that we don't really like, which is the last part. Is there anything, anybody, any person, any group that you would like to thank?
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. First of all, I'd like to thank God, because he's the reason for everything. And I definitely like to thank my wife, second of all, and my mom, who has gone on to be with the Lord November 5th, 2004, but she was a constant encouragement in my life as I was growing up. I also just want to thank my daughter. My daughter, she's such a beautiful child. She's 13, she'll be 14 next week. And I just really thank God for her, because even she is inspirational to me.
Well, we would like to thank you for coming on Think Big Radio, sharing your passion and your beautiful poetry.
Well, I'd definitely like to thank you all for having me. It's really been an honor, and I truly enjoyed speaking with you today, Big.
Thank you, and we hope to have you on again.
I hope to be back.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, business, financial, entertainment, and networking needs. Good night, big thinkers. And don't forget to think big.
Dear Diary, starting in 2008, I resolved to lose 50 pounds by March and get the body I want. And I also want to... who are you?
I'm your fairy godmother. Do you realize you've made that same resolution for the past 5 years? Why don't you join Dee's Life and change your life altogether?
What do you mean, change my life altogether?
With Dee's Life program, not only would you lose those 50 pounds, but you will gain an entirely new lifestyle that will definitely get you out of the old and into the new.
Yeah, but how do I know it'll work?
There's only one way to find out. Go to www.dslifenow.com and join now.
Well, I should get started right now. And besides, I heard her programs are really awesome.
You bet they are. So let's get started, so we don't have to have the same conversation in 2009.
Join Dee's Life Detox Program now. Go to www.dslifenow.com. That's www.dslifenow.com.